I'm here at World Dairy Expo, and I'm speaking with Bob Barsh, who is CEO of Originate, and that's Originate with an E, which is a subsidiary of Herdstar. And he's here talking with some people about a new technology set that's coming out here that has great potential for the dairy industry. And Bob, why don't you just tell me exactly what you were talking about today?
Well, thank you for having me. We have a new product called a UHF RFID, which is, stands for Ultra High Frequency Radio Frequency ID. It's the first tag approved by any government in the world for tracking cattle that's in the UHF bandwidth, which means 900 megahertz, which runs 1,000 times faster than low-frequency RFID tags.
So right now, the majority of what we're using RFID is low frequency here in the United States, right?
Most of what we're familiar with in the last 30 years in the livestock industry is low frequency 135 kilohertz type of technology.
And the difference, explain the difference between low frequency and UHF, ultra high frequency.
A little bit like AM and FM, only a little bit more different than that too. Low frequency is 135 kilohertz. It's lower. It's slower. We run 1,000 times faster than 135 kilohertz. We run at 915, and it's a global standard. It's the most popular bandwidth to run in for tracking assets in the world.
And really, you can do this from a lot further away. We showed some trial results here, and explain how this product can work and how it can be advantageous for a dairy producer.
Yeah, there's several key characteristics with ultra-high frequency that differentiates it from low frequency. First of all, it's a much more efficient frequency for driving attenuation or powering the tag. It's a passive tag, so it doesn't have a battery, so it gets its energy from the reader, from a pulse. That pulse, it takes about 1/60th of the power to get the same type of energy to the tag. So what we get is up to 20 to 30 foot of read ranges off of a passive tag. We also can lower that down to 6 inches by just adjusting the power. The other thing, that because it runs at a higher frequency, it's less affected by noise in the environment. If you think about your AM radio, how it cracks and gets affected by power lines, that's more like low frequency. Ours is running higher than even FM frequencies, and so therefore in a noisy parlor situation where you may have a motor that's actually throwing off some radio noise, it won't interfere with our tag as much as like it would low frequency.
So what you did as in these trials is you mounted the antennas so that the readers could read from, like you said, 20 feet, maybe 20, 30 feet as the cattle were passing in and out underneath it. And you had some pretty impressive results as far as the, you know, being able to read virtually all of the tags that go through there.
Yeah, we got over a 99% capture of animals coming in and out of the parlor. And what we say is we work at speed of commerce. We put these four 1 foot by 1 foot antennas on the rafters 12 feet ahead, 12 feet high above the alleyway walking into the parlor. Now, that alleyway was 19 feet wide. We had four 1 foot by 1 foot readers facing down, 12 feet high, and we were able to achieve 99% reads on 56,000 animals that went under there.
Well, and the other great thing about this is the fact that you can collect the data remotely.
Well, that was part of our technology that came in from Herdstar. We also do bin monitoring. We do in the poultry and hog industry. We monitor bins remotely, and we had a good feeling for cellular technology. So we sat the whole trial up in a half a day on a Jersey dairy, 1,200-head Jersey dairy in Minnesota, and we were collecting data by that night. And my brother Tom, who works as our engineer on this, was in Omaha, and he monitored the Minnesota dairy and did all the data capture from there.
Well, I think it's really impressive. Now, where are you going to go with this technology at this point? A dairy producer, I guess, can't go out and buy this right now, the whole setup?
You know, we can sell the tags, but, you know, what you really need is you need a company that takes the readers and the tags and the software and puts it into a solution. Now, some of the bigger dairies may be able to take this on themselves, but we're looking for partners that want to uptake this technology and place it into their dairy equipment or their software program. So, you know, we may not be the software, but we may be the tag behind the software, so to speak, to make it all work better.
Now, you've also tested this in Brazil. How did that go?
Well, I think, first of all, for me, being young, you know, in agriculture, my 54 years of my life, it's just exciting to get to Brazil and see the enormous gift that that country has in terms of food production. We tested in water buffalo, which is the first time I've ever been around water buffalo. I was scared, like, I thought, oh, man. But they were milking water buffalo, made mozzarella cheese. Actually, they're quite timid and docile. And I was very impressed with the Brazilian people, how kind and caring their husbandry is. And they were having a hard time keeping any tags on. And our tag stayed on better. It was designed for a high retention Dagel tag. It's made out of very supple polyurethane. And the other thing is that the reeds rates were 100%, and we kept retention at 100% on a small trial there. So that was interesting. But then we did the big trials, 1,500 cattle with Marfrig, Bertine, and JBS and feedlots, and we had 100% retention on for 60 days on a 1,500-head trial there. So, now the government in Brazil is now considering using UHF as a co-standard with low frequency for animal tracking. And so I think if you want to keep your eyes on something, watch how this develops in Brazil. And some of the other countries that haven't adopted a full traceability solution yet, especially Asia and Africa, we're getting a lot of interest out of that. They're just moving into this market.
Well, we're talking about dairies, but also this is applicable to the beef cattle industry too.
Well, yes, and that's, you know, it's a different ROI. In the case of beef animals, we're trying to do agent source verification, and we're trying to do traceability, maybe from a government mandate. And so, they're looking at disposable, use once tags. This tag actually is a reusable tag; it can be used on many animals. If it falls off, just put it back on again. It uses a standard universal stud, and it's read and writable. So, if you want to change the number on it, you can change the number on it. So. Or however, it's also a dangle tag, so it's a visual tag too. So, so the ROIs are different. But still the problems are still the same. You got an animal that doesn't like to walk single file. He likes to move in groups. He likes to move fast sometimes, and we don't want to slow him down. And so, how do we do that and still capture his ID?
How far away could it ultimately read?
Well, it all is about the size of the antenna and the power that you put on the reader. In the one demonstration we could show here with about a 4 or 5 inch antenna that 3M uses for tracking automobiles in Brazil, they actually have these antennas high enough up that semis can run under them, so there's probably about 18 feet off the ground. And they ran a Camaro at 110 miles an hour underneath the antenna, and they read it 50 times in its pass. So we've read up to 50 feet, but, you know, that's very unusual circumstances. With 1 watt readers, you know, normally we'd say 20 feet's getting to the very outer level, but you can go 25. But consistently, we'd say you'd be under 20.
Well, it's amazing. And what are your hopes and dreams as far as this technology is concerned?
I believe that this does a couple of things. I think it will move us forward in the area of technology and understanding animals and treating them like an individual. Therefore, we're getting a boost in performance. Also, I hope that this technology ultimately saves lives and limbs of people in the cattle industry so that we and you know, the old adage is when you move an animal, it lengthens his life and it shortens the farmer's life. And that's what I hope we get rid of that.
One more thing. This is a family business.
Yes, it is. My brother Tom worked for several corporations outside of agriculture. We came back to help me on this project, and my sister Mary Jo. She worked for Pfizer, and she works for Homeland Security as a consultant. She was really into this. So it's been fun having the family back to work on this project jointly.
Thank you very much, Bob. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.